keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here today's headline from 12 News. Kansas City, Kansas Police Officer Hunter Simoncic will be laid to rest this morning at the Children's Mercy Park in Kansas City. He was hit and killed last month while trying to place stop sticks during a chase. Flags in Kansas are at half staff in his honor. A Kansas businessman announces he's running for governor in 2026. Philip Sarnecki says his priorities are lowering taxes for families and restoring parental rights in education. He's the 10th candidate to announce a campaign so far. Emporia firefighters say a June house explosion that killed two people was caused by a natural gas leak. Daryl and Terry Bontrager died. Firefighters say it was accidental. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
The voice of agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Trade uncertainty is already on the minds of many farmers, and now the August World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimates Report has thrown the corn market a curveball.
The big story is we have a record U.S. corn crop. Yields are up, acreage is up.
Faith Parham is an economist with Farm Bureau. She says markets reacted quickly. Corn prices slipped on the news of large supplies.
Traders are really balancing the signals of a big U.S. crop against global demand.
Parham says uncertainty remains, even as farmers prepare for the harvest season.
So our USDA outlook really depends on moving these record corn exports. We already see tight farm margins, so farmers are really going to need clear information on where export stands to decide on how they market their crops.
Learn more on the Market Intel page at FB.org and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Brighten up your home this fall with colorful savings at Miller Hardware and Downs. August 29th through September 7th, take advantage of the Labor Day Paints rebate on Valspar Paints. Get $12 back per gallon. Choose from Valspar Medallion Plus, Accolade Advanced, or Integrity Select. Premium paints engineered for lasting color and durability. Don't miss out. This rebate is for a limited time only. Miller Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Stop in today and save big on Valspar Paint.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Slight chance of rain showers today, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High temperatures reach up to 82. Northwesterly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again, tonight slight chance of rain showers, lows level off around 53. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
In agriculture, being precise and efficient makes all the difference in your operation, and your health deserves the same level of attention. Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems in Beloit brings robotic-assisted surgery to rural Kansas and Nebraska, offering smaller incisions, greater precision, and reduced downtime. From hernia repairs to gallbladder surgery, our skilled surgeons can reduce your downtime and get you back to what matters most. Call 785-738-9405 to schedule your surgical consultation today.
This is Alan Key, your local American Family Insurance agent. The Alan Key Agency, LLC, is proud to sponsor the Pledge of Allegiance. Contact me today at 785-738-2990 or stop by our office in Beloit.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Chiefs open the season this Friday in Sao Paulo, Brazil against the Chargers. And they'll have left guard Kingsley Suamataia starting a year after he was a rookie and started at left tackle. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid spoke to the media last week, and he talked about how Suamataia has matured and gotten better and taken to the new position of left guard.
Kingsley's worked very hard this offseason. He feels comfortable in there at that spot, but I tell you, it's new, and there are going to be things in there. He seems to be working well with Creed and Josh. But again, this is a good defense, one of the top defenses in the league last year, and now, you know, they've got to step into that and play good football. And so that's what we're going to practice each week here. And hopefully the continuity continues to grow there with the three of them.
The Chiefs and the Chargers will go at it Friday night at 7 p.m. You can watch it on YouTube. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
I know I need life insurance, but I don't think I can afford it. Bills can add up quickly. It's easy to look at life insurance as just another monthly expense that might push you over budget. But did you know life insurance can cost as little as a dollar a day? It's true. There are coverage options that fit your needs and your budget. Contact Farm Bureau agent Jason Chancellor in Beloit to learn more today. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
The Smith Center Redmond football team opens with Chapman at home on Friday night. They will try to bounce back from a 4-5 football season last year. Coach Mike Rogers said the wrestling team was very dominant, with Carson Montgomery being state champion at heavyweight. Dominic Kattenberg was third at 215. The track team won every meet and was seventh at the state, and has quality runners and throwers. He said, with 18 letter winners, including 10 offensive starters and 8 defensive starters and many seniors, the Redmen hope to bounce back through an always tough MCL and district competition. The Redmen are honored to play for Coach Roger Barta, who passed away this summer, and R.D. Hubbard, who led the facilities and building the facilities and leading the tradition. Rogers has been around 35 years, so this could be one of his better years.
Well, I think our kids have been working really hard to wake up in the last couple of years, but, you know, you look back at last year and we kind of shot ourselves in the foot that first game, and I think if we would have won that game, it would have been a different story with the next couple of games. I think we would have picked up a couple more wins and had a whole different season, but it was just, you know, once we lost that first one, lost another one, and then just we didn't really have the confidence, and finally against TMP, we kind of took over in the second half, and we had a drive where we just really, you could tell we wore them out, and they weren't wanting much more of it, and really kind of doing old school Redmond football as far as running the ball. And I think that was a real big stepping stone for us to gain some confidence throughout the rest of the year. You know, I thought the kids had a great wrestling season, especially with our two big boys. And then track season, you know, we had a great year. We won about every meet that we went to. I think the boys placed seventh, and we had a lot of placers. You know, they just, a lot of those guys were young guys. A lot of them were freshmen. So, you know, we were fifth, sixth, and seventh, and those points don't add up very fast, you know, but really, I set up the table for what I think we're capable of doing the next couple of years.
Yeah, I think when you have, you know, kids who, the parents have been through the program, they know what to expect, they know what's about. So I think that's always an advantage to have that, and it's good to see those names. You know, a lot of those guys, I, you know, coached most of their, you know, dads in high school, you know, I'm that old, been here that long, but you know, we've got a great group of seniors, you know, Gam McCoy's on that list too, and just kids who have done a great job in the weight room, and we're dissatisfied like we all were with what happened last year, and they want to have a great year. They're hungry and they're ready to go out and try to get something done. So, you know, I remember being in grade school and the Redmond Relays was in Mankato. We didn't even have a track. And so Coach Ken Kaywood was here, was a football coach at the time. So me and a couple other sixth grade boys, and we got in a car and drove over there to help him with run a track meet over there. So to think that, you know, the facilities we have now to that time where Smith Center didn't have their own track. You know, it's probably a dirt track around the old football field. You know, I can remember the painter that they used to have out to go around there. But to go from that to the track and facilities we have now, and our big reason why we have that is because of RD's, you know, commitment and love for Smith Center. the first game we played up here was my senior year on this field. You know, the complex wasn't built yet, but the field was here, the track, and they had the stands in. You know, and I remember Mr. Hubbard being here. You know, the first play of the game was, you know, I ran the open kickoff back for touchdown. That was a good way of breaking a new field, you know. And so he came up and always when I signed would, you know, comment about that or talk about that. But, you know, the Hubbard Foundation, I think, has continued to have an impact on, you know, the students in Smith Center and our facilities. And we're just really thankful for that. You know, I don't know what Smith Center would be, you know, as far as the tradition and what it is and what sports in general mean to it without Coach Barta being here. You know, he just really changed the landscape and the expectation of the Smith Center and just, you know, did it consistently for 35 years, what was he here, you know? So, you know, I have the unique perspective of, you know, being old enough and here long enough that as a player, remembering him as a young coach, you know, some people, you know, these kids, I feel bad to our kids now that don't really know him, you know. He really wasn't around much, you know, for them, say when they're in junior high and high school, and they didn't really get to know him. But, you know, we always tell a lot of stories about him and trying to do some things to honor him in the locker room before this first game here, and real excited about that because he certainly deserves that recognition, you know. But just to see, you know, his coaching tree, all of the guys who came from his program, you know, who went out, whether the Austin Kingsbury, Tim Lambert, you know, they're just so many of them, David Boucher, Caleb Wick, you know, coaches who went out and kind of used his system or just his principles and built successful programs. Clint Merritt, I mean, there's just a ton of them. I'd like to sit down sometime and make a list.
Backpacks, check. Notebooks, check. Healthy kids, let's make that a big check. As your family gears up for back to school, make sure student health is at the top of your list. At Osborne County Memorial Hospital, we're here to keep your kids thriving from sports physicals to well child checks to sick day needs. OCMH provides friendly care available locally because healthy students are happy learners. Call Goad Medical Clinic at 785-346-2510 for all your family's wellness needs.
Goddard Repair is a full-service repair shop and used semi and truck dealer, and their services go beyond the basics. They work on automotive vehicles all the way up to semi-trucks. Their certified technicians will provide you with competitive pricing and comprehensive service. Protect your commodities with ease with our Sherco Sherlocks and Cable Locks. Goddard Repair will keep your farm up and running. They offer several styles of truck beds for all your farm truck needs. Let them install your next truck bed or fifth wheel hitch. Goddard offers BMW trailer hitch sales and installation. Check out Goddard Repair on Highway 24 on the east side of Beloit. Call now at 738-2140 or check out GoddardRepair.com.
Hey guys, it's Lydia here with Rex at North Central Air in Downs, Kansas, and Rex is going to tell us what's new at North Central Air.
Yeah, we have a lot of new items, electric and gas. The gas units right now are the hot items. Everybody's wanting them, and we have them all. We got a new one that's 37 CFM. It's a twin tank, 150 PSI, and it's got a 13-horse Honda and a three-cylinder pump, and that's one they'd sure want to take a look at.
That sounds great, Rex, and how did they get a hold of you?
Yeah, just call me at 785-454-3409.
That's 454-3409, North Central Air in Downs, Kansas.
KD Country 94. We're your home for country.